Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into ASTD San Diego's inaugural podcast. My name is Amy Berger, and I'm the e-learning and new media coordinator for ASTD San Diego. Our first guest was named an ASTD legend at the 2008 annual meeting, the one and only Dr. Allison Rossett of San Diego State University. Dr. Rossett will be our featured speaker at the chapter lunch meeting beginning at 11:45 a.m. on Wednesday, January 28, 2009, so be sure to check the chapter website for more information about how to purchase your tickets. You won't want to miss this one. Recently, I sat down with Dr. Rossett to ask her about her upcoming presentation entitled Beyond Kirkpatrick, Taking a Fresh Look at Analysis and Evaluation. Dr. Rossett, you've been named one of ASTD's legends. That's an honor given only to a small handful of workplace learning professionals and academics such as yourself. How does it feel to be a legend?
Well, it doesn't feel very real at all. I think they got to be talking about my grandmother or my professor or somebody else, certainly. I could not possibly be sufficiently long in the tooth to be a legend. So I guess I just kind of keep waiting for them to send me an email saying it was a mistake.
It would simply have to be.
Yes.
Well, given that although you are simply not long enough in the tooth to be a legend, but do have a great deal of experience, what trends do you predict will be strong influences in the field in 2009 and the next couple of years?
You bet. I'm much happier with that question than I am about thinking about the legend thing. Okay, let's see if I think three or four of them will come to mind. First off, one of the most interesting things to me is the convergence of learning, information, support, and work. You know, in the old days, people went to class. I mean, that's the way they talked about it. I'm going to class. I went to class. I was at class. It was a place in time. It was a place in space. No more. Now, learning, information, coaching, support, assessments can go where challenges are in life and in work, whether you're trying to figure out how to do better investments and deal with this wretched economic situation, or whether you really want to learn to operate an application or to understand a new product your organization is rolling out. It just makes more sense to bring the lessons and the messages closer to where they're needed. So that's huge. It's begun a few years ago. It's picking up speed and pace. I think All Things 2.0 is another example, it's very interesting. And you know, for someone who's taught a million years, even though, of course, I'm not old enough to be a legend, I have been teaching for a long time, many decades. And so, you know, I'm very comfortable with the world of 1.0, where you have an expert and a source, and you deliver to the masses. And, of course, you solicit their feedback because you're democratic and humanistic. But this is a whole new world, a world where it's not just the read web or the listen class. It's read and write. It's listen and contribute. And we now have technologies that make it amazingly easy, you know, blogs and wikis and social networks. And certainly that's one of the things I want to talk about when I'm with the at ASTD at the end of the month, and how that changes the way we think about analysis and evaluation. And I guess a third huge trend is mobile access, mobile technology. That fits very much with my first trend, which is converging learning, information, support, and work. But, I mean, just the examples, they're all around us. One of my favorites is the Coast Guard and their shift to the use of reducing the size of their classes, the length of their classes, and moving guidance systems and standards and information where they need them, when they're boarding ships and doing inspections, when they're looking at fish and deciding, is that fish kosher for people to catch or not kosher? So, I mean, who can remember all we need to remember? We need to have what we need with us when we're on the move. And so that's another key trend. And, of course, all those trends sort of are bundled under the what's going on now, which is relatively inexpensive access to technology. as needed. It's an enormous, and those are the major trends that I see.
You mentioned the wretched economic scenario that we're all dealing with right now. How do you see the changes in the economy affecting training and development in the coming year? Do you have any suggestions as to what T&D professionals can and maybe should do to prepare themselves, you know, upgrade their skills?
Well, yeah, it is a wretched environment. Just today, the market's down 130, 125 points. Dow's down. Yesterday wasn't much better. I'm a pretty optimistic person, but it's been a pretty tough ride, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to say the reality is that we're not going to see much growth right now, that we need to hunker down. We're going to be asked to prove our contributions, prove the value that we add. And that the best way to take care of yourself in this environment, in the place you're at or the place you're trying to get to be, would be through continuous professional development, which means a searching and irreverent self-assessment, right? Mm-hmm. That means new standards. That means looking at things in new ways, repurposing things you've done, looking at your fluency regarding the use of technology to deliver and to repurpose, gathering data to improve your efforts, both your programmatic efforts and your personal efforts, data about your interpersonal skills, your ability to be client-focused, just the quality of the way you're seen by the peers, the people you work with. So I think, you know, when you say, what are we going to do about this? Unless you're the chief learning officer or the executive in charge, the main thing you can do is get better at what you do, gather data on your effectiveness, personal and professional, and make improvements, continuous improvements. And I think part of that is, you know, what are your standards for what greatness is? What are you expecting? When you say you're going to do a self-assessment, on what standards? And that might mean moving yourself out of your comfort zone, taking on some new skills, doing things that you aren't always comfortable doing. And, you know, when I suggest these things, I mean, I think about myself. You know, I tend to gravitate to where I'm comfortable. And I think these hard times might force us all into arenas that feel more dicey to us. And so that means back to school.
Your talk on the 28th of January, coming up at the monthly chapter meeting for ASTD in San Diego, is Beyond Kirkpatrick, taking a fresh look at analysis and evaluation. And Kirkpatrick considers four levels of evaluation to be important: student reaction, knowledge transfer, behavioral change, and also business results. So it sounds like you're even emphasizing that more than any right now. But is the economic times why you think a fresh look at Kirkpatrick is necessary right now? Or why do you think that we should be looking at Kirkpatrick with fresh eyes at this time?
Two reasons. One is the economic times. People want proof that value has been added, right? But that's not necessarily the conventional return on investment, the dollars and cents. There are many ways to prove that value has been added, right? Kids staying in school. I mean, I guess you could track it all the way down, and, you know, if they don't go to prison, you're going to have numbers, right? We don't spend $40,000 a year to support them in prison. But, you know, basically, you can look at the numbers of participants, the lack of attrition, the contributions to the knowledge network or the social network. I mean, there are a lot of ways to look at value. It isn't just a dollars and cents value, but it has to be value as defined by the customer and the client in regards to what it is they're all about. The community college and a certain program in the community college, for example, a community college English teachers or sociology teachers would have different outcomes that they value over the community college programs that train diesel mechanics and barbers and travel agents. Totally different. And then when you say, you know, Hewlett-Packard sales and marketing training, again, a different set of outcomes. And so you need to know who your client is. So one reason is the economy. But I said this 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, when it wasn't about the economy. In fact, I had an article in, I think February, I don't remember when I did it, but it was an article maybe a year and a half ago,
yeah,
before we went into anything resembling a crisis. And I wrote an article that is called Leveling the Levels, Kirkpatrick's Levels. And the reason that I got onto that was two things. Everybody touts it. Everybody can name it and define it, you know, reactions, skills and knowledge, so on and so forth. But few do it. The only measures that get done is the, did you like it? You know, the reaction level, what is Kirkpatrick's one, level one. But really, in many ways, level one is really important, especially as we move into a 2.0 world. Level one is unbelievably important. So, you know, you're not going to get any participation if they don't appreciate it and see the value. But, I mean, level two, three, four, and other questions are critical. And so I think that in a world of the emergent technologies, blended learning, convergence of learning and work, we need new questions, and we need to gather data in ways that are not labor-intensive, that are technology-based, and that are short and quick targeted hits. And we'll be talking about that.
Reflecting back over your own career, what lessons learned would you like to share with ASTD San Diego members who may be relatively new to the field?
Oh, I don't think it's just for the new to the field. I think it's true for all of us. You get back what you give. If you get into it with energy and you get involved, I don't know, in the mentor program, in the chapter, in writing for the newsletter, in recruiting people into the chapter or into other professional associations. I mean, I'm involved with several. The return is enormous. And, you know, I have so many people and who are important to me as a result of my participation, so many ideas that I garnered because of time spent with the professional associations, locally, nationally, and internationally. You can't be passive. You cannot wait for a light to shine upon you. Get out there and participate. And that includes if you don't want to go, write. Get involved with blogs and wikis. Get online. Every major professional association has marvelous online communities that you can hook into. Oh, and the other thing is, do not think you know what the field is. Because the field that I signed up for in the 70s bears very little resemblance to the field today. And I'm not just talking about the technologies here. I'm talking about even what the dream, what's possible, you know, can be. So if you're new to the field, just make sure that you're looking around the bend and thinking about what could that field be in 2012. When we come out of this economic morass.
What questions or ideas would you like people to consider in preparation for the meeting on January 28th? How can we be ready to listen to you as best we can and to respond back to you as best we can?
Let's see. I think maybe it'd be useful for you to think back on how do you plan your programs? How are you deciding what's in, what's out? What to memory, what to provide in just-in-time support? How do you evaluate? How do you know if it's working? How do you know what's working? How do you know what you want to continue? How do you want to know what you want to dump? How do you know what you want to improve? How are you communicating your evaluative lessons? Are you satisfied with your efforts? And are your clients satisfied with your efforts? I'll just leave you with that last one. Are your clients satisfied with your efforts? Do they wait eagerly to learn what you're learning about the contributions of training and development, training and performance? And I'll see you in, January, I don't know what.
January 28th.
January 28th, that's
yes,
when it would be.
Our first meeting of the year. And Dr. Rossett, thank you for being our inaugural podcast guest in this month of inaugurations. And also, thank you so much for being our guest speaker at the upcoming ASTD San Diego chapter meeting on January 28th.
Pleasure. Happy to do it.
And Dr. Rossett, it was a pleasure having you as well. If you would like to hear more from Dr. Allison Rossett, you have until Sunday, January 25th, to purchase your tickets for the chapter lunch meeting. Once again, the meeting will be held on Wednesday, January 28th, beginning at 11 a.m., with lunch beginning at 11:45 a.m. Please check the ASTD San Diego website to register and for more information. I'm Amy Berger, and thank you so much for listening to ASTD San Diego's inaugural podcast. There are more to come, so please stay tuned.